Track 10, and now we come to the last of our news reports. And we start with the Green Man Festival in Bobby Tracy, the Rites of Spring. They were dancing in the streets of Bobby Tracy last weekend as the start of spring was celebrated in style. The town's annual Green Man Spring Festival took place on Saturday, and music and dance to banish post-winter blues and welcome in spring was the order of the day. Although a relatively recent addition to the town's yearly events, the festival has now become an integral part of the calendar. Close on 20 Morris sides from across the southwest descended on the town for the event, and the centre of Bobby echoed to a cacophony of banging drums, beating sticks, the shrill tingle of bells, and a heady mix of music. The day started with the parade of Morris sides, led, of course, by the mystical Green Man himself, which wound its way through the town before sides headed off to dance in areas across the town to entertain the hundreds who turned out to watch the spectacle. And this article is surrounded by lots and lots of photographs of very, very elaborately dressed Morris dancers being led by the Green Man. And although it was wet, it was a very good turnout.
RNLI volunteer raises more than £2,000. Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute, the RNLI, volunteer Anne Steele Arnott has raised over £2,000 for the life-saving charity after running the London Marathon on Sunday, April 21st. Anne, who has been volunteering for the RNLI for 22 years, started running last November after having a bone removed from her hand. She used running to combat the boredom of recovery and found she quickly fell in love with pounding the pavements. After taking part in the Couch to 5K challenge, the volunteer lifeboat visits officer started following a marathon programme and on March 9th was invited to take part in the London Marathon with just 6 weeks to prepare. Anne described how she went into shock for the first 3 days and then got on with the job of both fundraising and training. Anne set up a Just Giving page on March 23rd and quickly smashed her first target of £1,000. So she decided to aim for 1,824 to represent the date the RNLI was founded. After reaching this target, she decided to try and hit 2024 to represent the bicentenary, which she has again exceeded. The total amount raised so far stands at £2,300. After completing the London Marathon, Anne said she loved it and is incredibly thankful for the lovely messages and kind donations. She's now put her name in the ballot for 2025 and also plans to run a mile every day in May for the RNLI May Day Challenge. We are incredibly thankful to Anne for running the London Marathon on behalf of Tynmouth RNLI. It's a fantastic achievement and the donations raised will help us to continue to save lives at sea, said a spokesman from Tynmouth. Everyone at Tynmouth was proud to see Anne running on behalf of the station and we thank those who have supported her and donated to the cause.
Cancer charity on a roll for world record. Bowel Cancer West is delighted to have been chosen as the Charity of the Year for the Devon County Show. Recognising how big the issue is of bowel cancer, the charity reckons it can give a world record a run for its money, but attempting to create the world's longest toilet roll chain. Working tirelessly to ensure the survival rates of those diagnosed with bowel cancer across the region, the charity is celebrating its 15th anniversary and it invites everyone who is coming to the Devon County Show to bring along a decorated toilet roll tube to add to the chain. People of all ages can be affected by bowel cancer and people of all ages can bring along their toilet roll tube. It can be funky, it can be fun, or it can be dedicated to someone. The charity's team will have an interactive stand at the show. While everyone can have a go at the smoothie bike and make their own delicious healthy smoothies from pedal power, youngsters can have just as much fun by decorating toilet rolls that will be available, which will be added to the chain in an endeavour to beat the Guinness World Record for the longest toilet roll chain, which stands at 9,208 metres and was set in 2010. or in real terms, that's 96,080 toilet roll tubes. Explaining the charity's mission, David Clark, patron and founder of Bowel Cancer West and a dairy and sheep farmer himself, said, "Raising awareness of bowel cancer is crucial. Too many people either aren't aware of the symptoms. As far as spoken about in the UK, early detection for those who are 90% of cases can be a region-wide survey of 1,000. There were some alarming results. Of those surveyed, 91% admitted their knowledge of bowel cancer was either average or poor, the lowest in the country, while only 50% of those eligible for the bowel cancer screening programme attended their appointments, and 2 in 5 would be embarrassed discussing their bowels with a GP. Devon County show manager Lisa Moore commented, "Most of us know someone who has either had a scare or has been diagnosed with bowel cancer." The Devon County show takes place at West Point from May the 16th to May the 18th.
Police app for non-urgent crime reports. A new app, which allows persons in Devon to report crimes and incidents, has been launched by Devon and Cornwall Police. Available via the iOS App Store and Google Play, police.uk allows people to report non-urgent crimes and incidents and find out how to access support for victims. It also gives crime prevention advice, information on local police contacts, and a means to compare crime rates in different parts of the country. Assistant Chief Constable of Devon and Cornwall Police, Nikki Leeper, said, "We want to make it as easy as possible for people to contact the police to report an incident, to find out how they keep themselves or their property safe, or to find details of their local policing team. The police app provides people with a source of information about the police and an easy way of reporting an incident when they may not have done so before because it was inconvenient to make a phone call or visit a police station. Police UK does not replace other ways of reporting incidents, though. It just provides an additional way to get in touch. If it is an emergency, the public should always dial 999 and the option to call 101 for routine issues still exist. Police.uk aims to put the public in control of reporting what they want, when they want."
Adventuring Panda needs your help. A children's novelist from Newton Abbott is bustling with excitement as her Kickstarter campaign to publish her first book launches next month. Writer Karen Barrett hopes her new soft learning book, The Adventurous Panda Bear Visits Asia, will inspire children to step out of their comfort zone and ask questions about the world. Everything is ready to go. The book is written, illustrations made, it's just the funding that remains. Karen said, "I'm really passionate about children learning and making it fun. It all started during COVID. I have 2 children and I wanted to make lockdown fun for them. So I bought a plushy panda bear and I blogged about him on Facebook for 86 days straight. Each day I wrote a new blog about something educational, something fun, to help other parents," she added. Karen built up a sizable number of followers during this time, one of whom mentioned that she ought to write a book about the panda character that she had created. And so that's exactly what she did. The book sees Panda Bear travel the world and learn about animals as he goes. Karen will be promoting her Kickstarter campaign on her social media channels, and there'll also be posters in Costa, No Limits Cafe and the Wholesome Hippo.